Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hey guys, welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel and whatever platform you're listening to this on. Thank you so much for hitting that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, while you're at it, go ahead and hit that like button. It's like walking into the room and hitting that light switch. We just want to go ahead and brighten up the place. And let's get into this podversation / reality chat. So guys, in a couple of weeks, the Love and Marriage Huntsville reality show, which is the OWN Network's, I believe, number one show on the network right now, will be coming back. And I've talked about the show on previous podversations where I may have discussed something regarding Melody Cherie, who was formerly a Holt, married to the biggest a-hole of Holts, Martell Holt. We've talked about him as well over here, and a few of the other people on the show. I don't do reality show reviews. I watch some of them from time to time. I'm not heavily involved or invested in any of these platforms. And to be honest with you, some of these I just kind of watch out of habit. But I really am over the reality show thing. But some of it, like I said, is just kind of out of habit. But I'm not one of these people that is just clinging on to everything when it comes to these reality shows. Because myself, being someone who is involved in so many things with business, I used to watch some of these shows because I wanted to look at the business aspect of things. But what I've learned over the years when it comes to a lot of these people that are on these shows, and you can take it or leave it, I'm not calling anyone out in particular, but for the most part, a lot of these people, they get on the shows and they get some sort of claim to fame, and then they use that to monetize off of, to create a business, versus actually being real legitimate business owners and coming onto the platform, bringing what they are already doing and growing it from there. And again, I'm not saying that about anyone in particular, but I am saying that that happens more so over these past several years with a lot of these people versus it being the opposite, where it is someone who already has an established business and brand, and then they're just coming onto the reality show platform to get more knowledge about themselves in the people's spotlight, in the people's eyes, in the forefront, and growing their business even more, okay? And being myself, someone who has been an entrepreneur since 2006 and operating a successful business for many years, continuing to still do that, I just find a lot of these people who are quote unquote business people to be disingenuous. And a lot of those people, you know, they can become likable, so people don't really call that out. But one of those who is not likable, who we've seen a lot of that from, is Martell Holt. And I want to talk about him briefly, and I may do another part or just talk about him more on another conversation, but I want to play this clip of the season trailer for the upcoming season of Love and Marriage Huntsville. And there's something that happened in this trailer that I want to get into and talk about. So let's just get into this right now. I'm going to play this clip.
We went to the doctor Friday. They don't see anything. He said, marriage is just difficult.
Nobody should come to me and provide me with information about the company that I don't know about ahead of time.
She builds your business up to a multi-million-dollar business, and then you kick her out. Like, you don't respect her.
That just irritated me. Absolutely not. Okay, well, you said enough. Come in. The same people you're turning against me, how would they feel if they know you're still begging me to take you back?
Upsell Magazine, I want to thank you guys.
What is it like dating? I mean, he has a reputation for being a cheater.
Are you drunk? She messing up what I got with Sheree. You got a point. I was right. You're right. Of course I was right.
What I would like to do is have us work together as a collective. Love and Marriage Huntsville, new season, Saturday, April 8th at 8, 7 Central.
All right, guys. So there was a lot of different things that were played in that clip. But one of the things that stood out to me, okay, Martell Holt and this supposed relationship that he's having with Sheree of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. We know that The Real Housewives of Atlanta, that's supposed to be coming back onto Bravo TV sometime, maybe, in a month or two. And then this show is coming back on the air in a couple of weeks. It said that Sheree is going to be on the show briefly on Love and Marriage Huntsville and vice versa for Martell Holt. Now, we know that Martell needs a check. And he has done everything in his power to try to make himself look like he is a real public figure. And if you go to his Instagram, which I kind of find it funny, on his Instagram, I just went to his profile. He's got 334 followers. He's following 6 people. And listen, I'm not here to say that you should follow everybody, but if this doesn't reek of narcissism, that he is only following 6 people out of all of these people that are following him. And when you go to his posts, okay, most of them, the comments are limited. So that should speak even more about who he is, because a lot of people who really want to go in on him can't because the comments on the posts have been limited. So I'm sure he has some sort of filter on there to prevent what he calls the haters. But he's utterly disgusting. I don't understand the appeal and the attraction that people see in him. I see nothing attractive about him absolutely whatsoever. Some people think that he's very attractive, but he's a clown. Now, if you look, this is all audio, so you can't see this, but I'm looking at this and I'm laughing because if you go to his Instagram, he has this video reel where he's posing in his suits. He's got his bottle of his wine that he made. It's called iNest wine. And his hashtags, it's iNest wine, iNest suits, because you know he loves to wear a suit. He is all about trying to portray something and look the part, while in actuality, what lies beneath is trash. He's not a real public figure. He doesn't deserve to be on television, on the show. I mean, I can't stand to look at him, but I do commentary from time to time, and sometimes it's about people and things that I don't really care to see or look at, but I discuss it. So because I'm doing this right now, I'm looking at this, and he's just a clown. He does these things where he's posing in suits. He's got his bottle of wine in his hand, and then the comments are limited, so he's cutting off people from being able to really speak their minds about him. And some people may feel like, well, he deserves a second chance. He's moved on. His wife chose to leave him and divorce him. Why do we want him to suffer? But look at the facts. He sued his ex-wife for full custody. He's done things to try to make himself look like he's the consummate father, and he's just always going to be there. It doesn't matter how much money or opportunity comes his way. He will never put that above his children and before his children. But the fact of the matter is, there are not opportunities that are coming his way where he would really even need to do that. And ultimately, if push comes to shove and he needs to, he's going to dump the kids off for his mom to watch while he goes over to Atlanta to chill up in Sheree's crib in the chateau, which there have been rumors that he actually moved into. Because if you watch the show Love and Marriage Huntsville, you don't see anything about him having his own place. It appears as if he lives with his mom. And I know for him that seems to be embarrassing, because It just is what it is. But this is the bed that he has made, and he really should lie in it. You're using your children to try to make yourself appear to be something that you really are not. And then you want to sue the mother of your children, who, ironically, his oldest daughter looks exactly like his ex-wife, her mom, the mother of his children. But he wants to sue her for full custody. And we know why he wants to do that, because he wants to get the child support. He is not making it like he wants to portray that he is trying to, with the creation of the wine and doing these events where he's holding his bottle of wine. I'm quite sure he's probably the main one that has his wine, and that's because he can get it for wholesale. I'm just saying, you go through and you scroll through his Instagram profile. He's just posing at the bar with the bottle of wine and a glass of it in his hand, and the posters that are made up of his wine, and then he's posing with his kids. So he's trying to play on, I'm a doting father. Look at me and my beautiful children. I'm braiding my daughter's hair. You know, and he's nothing like that. He really isn't, because if he was, he wouldn't have done what he was doing over and over and over again to his ex-wife and to his children. Because if you did it to your ex-wife and you did it to the mother of those children, how can you really say that you're all about the children? Because if that were to be the case, if that were so, he would have been thinking that way before he was dipping out of the house, even during the times of the lockdown and the pandemic, to go and screw the side chick that really didn't care about his family and his wife at the time, and to this day still calls Melody a dummy, says that she's not that bright, she's not that smart, and just says a lot of hateful, disparaging things about her. It's just really sad. But I don't believe that Martell should be posing as a public figure as he has in his Instagram profile. And the ink and it's so funny because he's got on his profile his name, and he's got under there public figure, and then under that it says inquires. It's supposed to be inquiries. He's got I-N-Q-U-I-R-E-S. It's supposed to be I-N-Q-U-I-R-I-E-S, inquiries, semicolon or colon, bookmartellholt@gmail.com. He doesn't even have a professional email address. It's a Gmail address. And look, I'm not knocking anybody who has a Gmail that they use for their business. Fine if you do that. But for someone who's supposed to be this consummate public figure, you've got a Gmail email for the way for people to inquire about how to book you. You really should be filling out an application for Home Depot, for Lowe's. Put those muscles to use. Go and lift those bricks, that lumber, and put yourself to use in those places, because I haven't heard yet that he's gotten his builder's license. Well, maybe he can become a contractor. He can actually build the houses versus, you know, when I say build the houses, I mean getting out there, putting some, you know, use to that staple gun and to the tools of the trade that they use, that they're out there pouring the foundation, putting up the sheetrock and all of the other things that they use. He's actually out there building versus having a builder's license to be able to hire people to build houses for him. No, get out there and do the work. He should be a handyman. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just being honest. When I look at Martell Holt, I do not see public figure. He comes across as someone who was trying to portray himself to be something that he isn't, posing in the suits, having this bottle of wine, and trying to market this swill off to the general public is really a front and a fraud. He should put those muscles to use and go and work at the lumberyard, go and work at Home Depot. I know that they're hiring. I believe Lowe's is hiring as well. Ace Hardware. You know, go and work for some of these companies. But being a public figure, I just believe it is absolutely ridiculous. But in the clip that was on Carlos King's Instagram, by the way, that's where the clip came from, he's calling out Tiffany because Tiffany asked Sheree, how does she feel about being with someone knowing the cheating scandal and things that were out there about him? And, you know, Sheree just kind of rolled her eyes, but it's a legitimate, honest question. And I know people have called Tiffany messy in the past, and she definitely has been, but I didn't see anything wrong with the question. And then for Martell to come and step to Tiffany and to her husband with regard to what she was saying and asking Sheree, and his response to that is, she's going to mess up what I have going with Sheree. So that's what gets me back to my point with regards to Love and Marriage Huntsville coming back on the air and the Real Housewives of Atlanta coming back on the air in about a month or so. We know that the husbands or the men friends, boyfriends, whatever they are of the Real Housewives, they do not get paid to be on the show. But it has been said that the women will give the men a cut of what they are being paid. So they may give them like 10%, 15%, maybe even 20% of what they are getting paid to be a part of the show. And I believe that Martell may do the same thing for Sheree. They're helping each other out. This is a business. I am not saying that Martell isn't attractive to Sheree, but we've seen that Sheree does not make the best decisions when it comes to her relationships and men. So to be honest with you, she may have that attraction and they may have been doing the do and going to go and getting down with the get down and all of that good stuff. But is it a real legitimate relationship or are they just doing this for the business? And I believe that they both are doing this for the business to help each other's so-called brands out and giving each other a little bit of cut of each other's pay to be on the, you know, other person's platform with them. Because we saw months ago that one of the people on the Real Housewives of Atlanta threw a party for their husband and they had pictures of Sheree with Martell. And now on Love and Marriage Huntsville, there's a party that Martell, I believe, had and Sheree is there. And so again, to help each other out. But Martell, when he said she's going to mess up what I have going with Sheree, to me, that screamed of, yes, this is a business situation, and I don't want this to end sooner than we plan on it ending because I have a lot at stake. That's what I took from it, not a term of, she's trying to mess up my relationship and I really love this lady and I don't want anyone coming in between us. That's not the vibe that I got from it. Martell is an extreme narcissist and everything that he does, it is for his benefit, period. And I don't really think he gives a damn about love. I really don't. Because to be married to someone as many years as he was married to Melody and they had 4 children together, and he did what he did and continues to rub her face in it and do a lot of the things that he's done that has been just devious over time since the divorce. I can't say that he ever, I don't know if people who are narcissistic in that way can really genuinely love. I don't know the answer to that. I don't think that they really can, especially not someone that they chose to get into a marriage with. I'm not saying that they don't love their children or their mom or whatever. And even with that, I believe it is conditional, just being honest. But I just laugh at this when I see the fact that Martell is just continuously trying to portray himself to be something that he really isn't and lists himself as a public figure when in actuality, he should be listing himself as somebody who works at Home Depot, Ace Hardware, Lowe's, take your pick. But a public figure? Absolutely not. A wine connoisseur and creator? Nah. he is none of those things. So him wearing the suits and the pants that, like, are hugging the nuts and all that other stuff, it's just really ridiculous. I don't see anything attractive about this man and his actions and narcissism and lack of character makes him even much more unattractive to me. But unfortunately, there are a lot of pick me chicks out there and just a lot of people who overlook stuff like that for the sake of saying, oh, but he's built. Man, that man is sexy. I don't know what you're talking about. Whatever. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder, and I see nothing attractive about him whatsoever. So, guys, you let me know your thoughts about all of this in the comment section. Thank you so much for subscribing to the platforms. This is Beth, and I'm just being beautifully honest. So until the next time, I just wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.